My next guest is Fiona Whelan Prine, the owner of Oh Boy Records, one of the oldest independent record labels still in operation, founded in 1983. She is also the founder and president of the Hello in There Foundation, an organization that honors her late husband, John Prine's memory, and continues the love, kindness, and generosity he shared with the world. She works as an executive producer on special recording projects and the annual You Got Gold Festival in Nashville that pays tribute to the songs of John Prine, with over 50 artists participating at several iconic Nashville venues. This annual festival is now the subject of a documentary featuring performances by Kacey Musgraves, Gillian Welch, Lucinda Williams, Dwight Yoakam, Jason Isbell, Kurt Vile, Valerie June, Nathaniel Rateliff, Brandi Carlile, Bonnie Raitt, and many more. You Got Gold screens this Sunday, January 4th, at the Loft Cinema here in Tucson. Welcome to the show, Fiona.
Hello, Hannah. It's nice. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And you're joining us all the way from Ireland, where it's...
Yes, I am.
Oh, goodness. And that's where you're originally from. You and John met in Ireland, yeah?
Yeah, we did. We met in Dublin. In the mid-late 80s, we had at least a 5 or 6 year transatlantic relationship, and somehow managed to be together, get married, have children. And John, I think we had 3 of our grandchildren already when John was still with us. So yeah, we were very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
Very fortunate, yeah.
So the festival itself, came about in by way of sort of like a latent public memorial. Is that correct? Because John passed during the pandemic. Can you tell me about that?
So maybe I'll start from the end of this and kind of move back a little bit.
Yeah.
So, You Got Gold, the festival, it was actually, we had the last one in October of this year, October 25. And we felt it had come to its own natural end. The first one was in 2022, was the first time we could gather safely, really, because I think the Delta strain of COVID had come back. We had planned to do it earlier, but anyway, 2022 was the year. And we filmed it because it was just so beautiful, so heartfelt. The first time, really extended family, friends, and of course, all of these musicians that were like family to us were able to come together for 2 nights at the Ryman Auditorium. It was just beautiful. And we filmed it. And so we continued on to have You Got Gold in 23, 24. And I say, like I said, the last one in October of this year. That does not mean that we will no longer have events. Those events helped fund the Hello in There Foundation. And so the foundation still exists, is still thriving. And we will have a lot of new things to announce coming into the new year. Many, many events and things happening. So
wonderful.
Yeah, John's 80th birthday is in October of next year. That's the only thing I'll say.
Ah, okay. Something to look forward to. So let's talk about the foundation a little bit. How did you make the decision to form that? And how do you make choices around what causes your funding? I was looking at the website and it's healthcare related and all sorts of different causes. It doesn't seem to have any one specific focus, but it must be guided by something around John's memory.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think our guiding principle, honestly, is kindness and generosity. And that is exactly what John was as a person. You know, he was kind. He was generous to his family and to really everyone around him. Yeah. The Hello in There Foundation, really, it was an idea that John and I had talked about, in fact, for the last several years of his life. But it takes a lot of work to set it up. And I had a whole year on my own at home after he passed during COVID. And I know many people will remember back to the things that happened in that year. It was a worldwide tragedy unfolding in front of our eyes as we all sat on our sofas and watched television. There were many difficult things that I saw on TV during that time, not least of it, how parts of our communities suffered from, food insecurity, how our educational system was disrupted. There were some difficult racial elements, things that had happened, and it was shocking, really. So it was born out of seeing the need in our own country, in the United States. And so I just said it out loud one day, I'm going to start a foundation, and I think I'll call it Hello in There. And we did that. It took a lot of work, of course, all of the legal stuff. And then that very first You Got Gold in 2022, all of the revenue that came from that week-long series of concerts, events, all kinds of things, all of that money went to create our seed funding for the foundation. It was, I believe it was over $500,000 at the time. We'd also actually done an online memorial for John that raised the same kind of money, but we didn't have a foundation that time, so we distributed to organizations and communities all across America. So, we were I was getting into that world of experiencing the real need around us, which has helped me and has continued to help me deal with John's passing, because I have purpose.
That's wonderful. You sound like a natural-born nonprofit leader, honestly.
I've had a lot of very good mentors.
Yeah.
There's a woman in Nashville called Becca Stevens who started a company, sorry, a nonprofit called Thistle Farms. It would take me several hours to explain to you how far that has expanded and the impact she's had on me and on so many women. So yeah, I'm in good company.
One of the things that struck me as I was watching the documentary is how clearly the musicians were honored to be there to celebrate him, but they were really, really invested in the songs, the compositions themselves. There's a clear affection for John. He seems like a really extraordinary human being, but his writing has this resonance that is very, very timeless. Can you speak a little bit to what it feels like to watch other artists embody your partner's work?
It's a lot. I will say, when we were putting together those memorial concerts and events for John, we contacted probably over 200 musicians all around the country, artists, song singers, songwriters, performers. All of them said yes, other than those who just simply couldn't make it because of prior family engagements or whatever. So those first two concerts at the Ryman, we actually filmed 70 artists. We could only choose a much smaller number than that for the film, obviously.
Wow.
It's interesting you ask about that. When we talked about making this film, I was very clear that I wanted the songs to be their own character, to be their own statement within the film, representing John, truly representing him. And if you've seen the film, it's astounding, really. And I've seen all of these artists sing these songs before, or different John Prine songs, but they just embodied the lyrics. Each one of them delivered the song just as John would have delivered it. I mean, down to sort of the nuances and the melody. Nobody changed anything really much of anything, and sang it true to the song that was written. And I think that paid an incredible homage to John. I thought it was so respectful, so beautiful. It was intentional. And yes, and I think that's what you probably get to see in the film. I hope you do get to see that in the film.
You absolutely do. I think that's very interesting that you noted that you wanted the songs to be a character as well, because that absolutely comes through.
Thank you. It's good to hear.
Thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
It's been really nice to talk to you, Hannah. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Fiona Prine, and she is the owner of Oh Boy Records, the founder and president of Hello in There Foundation. And the film You Got Gold is airing this Sunday, January 4th, at the Loft Cinemas here in Tucson. Thanks again.